1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. The show is presented to you, ladies and gentlemen, by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and personal injury attorney Jim McGing, Chicago.
Right.
Yep.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I will be your host all hour. And joining me, as always, to my left is my twin brother, Billy.
Hey, what's up?
Billy, hello. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Please.
Please what?
Please be nice.
Please be nice. I will be nice. Welcome back, listeners. I hope you enjoyed your week. We're heading into... Oh, I'm looking at my notes. I have notes this week.
Oh, wow.
It's week 14 of COVID-19.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Week 14 of COVID-19.
Wow. Week 14 of COVID-19.
It's a very scientific thing to say, isn't it? What day was that? It was week 14 of COVID-19.
Back in week 14 of COVID-19.
Right.
Yeah. That's how they'll refer to things.
They will.
Right.
What happened in week 14 of COVID-19? Go.
The White Sox acquired a left-handed pitcher. That's what happened.
They did. The Major League Baseball draft is tonight as we speak and record. This does go out to our listeners on Saturday. Podcast comes out on Sunday.
Right.
But right now it's Wednesday night, and that's when we tape the show.
Yeah.
Yes, the White Sox took a lefty.
They did.
Kid from Tennessee.
Week 14, COVID-19.
Week 14 of COVID-19. I was drafted by the Chicago White Sox.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to him if we can get a note and pull his name up. The big news, Clay, however, is Mount Carmel graduate.
Yes.
Right, Ed Howard.
Yes.
Super stud senior shortstop.
Super stud senior shortstop.
He's a super stud senior shortstop.
Yes.
Yep.
He was drafted by the Chicago Cubs.
The White Cubs.
In the first round as the 16th overall pick. It's a huge feat.
Wow.
Out of high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
African-American kid out of high school. Played for Jackie Robinson West, if you remember. Remember them,
nice, awesome.
That won the Little League World Series.
He was on that team.
Yeah.
Wow. That was that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow, we're old.
Those guys are in high school now.
Yeah.
And this kid is a gem. He originally committed to Oklahoma to play baseball.
I forget that.
But he gets drafted tonight. He declares for the draft.
And he's in.
Didn't get to play his senior season because of COVID-19.
Well, you don't have to declare for the draft in baseball.
Are you telling me this kid played only his first 3 years of high school and is now in the pros?
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't even play his senior year.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything in high school.
We'll see. I was like, people were like, why didn't the Sox take him? You know, and I was like, I would have loved for, and he's, you know, he was on television telling everyone before tonight's game, like, I grew up a diehard White Sox fan. I've played in the White Sox youth programs. You know,
that's amazing.
To be drafted by them would be his dream.
Sure.
And then they asked him, well, what would you feel about the Cubs? He's like, I guess I'd have to start rooting for the Cubs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever name's on my paycheck.
Exactly, but it's an incredible thing. It's Mount Carmel.
Unbelievable.
The last guy I can remember is Denny McClain that was like the stud, you know, baseball
right,
player.
Who won a Cy Young and played for the Tigers.
There's a lot of guys out there from that Mount Carmel program. Like Alec Thomas is with the Diamondbacks right now, and he's a really good player.
Right.
We're talking Chicago High School Mount Carmel baseball, folks.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't, you know, 16th round by the Cubs, huh? I mean, that's like, could you imagine that?
It's every kid's dream.
It is.
Like, I should have gone pro.
Yeah, like I used to remember like thinking like
sound
you know,
like the guy at the end of my bar. I should have gone pro.
I used to envy people like Canerco. Be like, I want your life, Canerco.
Oh God, Canerco's life is you can't even fathom. Canerco's
listen to
life.
You two guys. I used to envy Canerco's. Oh God, yeah, Canerco life.
You can't even fathom Canerco's life.
No,
okay.
Go out, mow the lawn, quit treating him. I have a Canerco's life.
He's probably got 30-foot ceilings in his living room.
Yeah. The Sox, Bill, they draft pitcher Garrett Crochet. I hope I'm saying that right.
Crochet, yes.
Yep.
Crochet, his father is Frank Crochet, according to Mike. Thanks, Mike.
This guy's 6'. What is he, 6'5"?
Frank's a very proud man.
Yes, he is.
6'6", I believe. A little over 200.
He can throw the ball by 90?
He got clocked at 100.
Oh!
He throws hard. They don't know what to do with him, whether he's going to be a starter or a reliever.
Yeah.
They're comparing him to Chris Sale. He got like they drafted him higher than Sale.
Sale.
So, if he's anything like Chris Sale, they've got the heck
what
of a
was Randy Johnson, like 6'10"?
Yeah,
he's a real
oh
tall guy.
Could
dudes.
You imagine?
No, like some
looking
dude 6'10 throwing
trying
a
to hit a baseball
100 mile an hour fastball at you?
That's got to be terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope this guy can do some damage.
So
now how, sorry, the last point.
Mm.
When will we see him in at Comiskey Park? probably like
this kid, the kid they drafted tonight,
Crochet,
2022.
No, some of the experts were saying tonight. You have to remember that the
he's ready to go tomorrow.
No, they have to report back to spring training before they can start if they're going to do a 75 game season.
Well, this season,
so they're talking about getting close to that point now.
Yeah.
So if there is a spring training, he gets invited to spring training just like everybody. You know, like you start all over again.
Oh, okay.
He could turn some heads down there, and they might be like, "Yeah, we're going to use you as a reliever and make the roster." It's very possible.
So I mean, he could forego the farm system completely?
That's very possible. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Ed Howard. I don't think that'll happen with Ed Howard, but it's interesting because people were talking about how does he fit with the Cubs? Where does he fit?
Right.
Well, if you look at what you know, when you have Javier Baez, he's not going to move anywhere from shortstop.
No.
But. Can Baez play third base as he gets a little bit older? And then, because Chris Bryant, we all know, he's not going to get re-signed. He's going to go to Philadelphia and play with his boy Bryce Harper.
Wow.
I think that's going to happen.
Statement, Bill.
I absolutely think it's going to happen.
Sports stack!
He wants a ton of money, and the Cubs need arms.
Sports stack.
So, yeah. There it is. That's my prediction.
Baseball.
Ed Howard makes the show in 3 years.
You think so, huh?
3 years he's in the show.
This kid's supposed to be the real deal. I think it's
awesome.
You said
he's going to win the World Series in 3 years?
No, he makes the show. Yeah. Oh, okay. He's in the pros.
Okay, fine.
He gets to stay in his hometown, which is pretty special. Right. You know? I mean, that's amazing. That's what every kid dreams.
It's a nice commute.
It's a good commute, right?
Yeah.
Although maybe, I don't know, would you be happy to get drafted by a Chicago team if you grew up in Chicago, Bill?
Yes.
You would? See, I might be like, man, I always want to. Now I dreamed of going to California, and now I can't go.
People you flicked boogers on in first grade at your door being like, hey, remember me? How you doing?
Yes, I do remember
the
old.
Can I have 9 tickets to the next game, if that ever happens?
I don't remember doing a lot of booger flipping at kids.
You did a good and fair amount of booger flicking, Bill.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
You booger flicking bully.
Booger flicking bully.
Got to beware of the booger flicking bullies, man. They're all over the place.
Sounds like a Nickelodeon cartoon.
It is.
The booger flicking bullies tonight. At 9.
Booger flicking bullies tonight at 7.
Starring Frankie Muniz.
Right. Wouldn't that be a
it's
thing?
The voice of Johnny Booger.
I'll tell you what. That's a great idea. Why doesn't that happen? Right
I was
now?
Just looking up Muniz.
You were
really,
you went on a Frankie Muniz? Actor Frankie Muniz, ladies and gentlemen, has made an appearance on the show.
He's taking over the baseball discussion.
Yeah, he just jumped right in.
He's got an olive oil business.
He's got an olive oil business, if you were wondering.
Who Frankie Muniz, the actor, has an olive oil business?
That's correct.
You would know this because your brother-in-law is in the olive oil business.
That's correct.
All right.
So he's our competition.
Oh, really? Frankie Muniz is in the oil business. Yeah, olive oil.
I'll probably have to have him destroyed.
Oh, no, don't say such things.
I said it.
So this is why you went on a Frankie Muniz?
His dad's name is Francisco.
Frankie Muniz, his father is Francisco Muniz.
Yeah,
in case anybody wanted to know. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Muniz's.
Yes, add that to the celebrity dad list.
Yeah, so I was researching how to crush him, and I'll slowly do it.
Interesting.
On behalf of my family.
What made Muniz go into the olive oil business?
Saw the Godfather.
Fine question.
What's that? You saw the Godfather? That's what makes everybody go into the olive oil business?
I don't know. He had an amazing salad.
That is very believable.
Frankie Muniz makes a great salad.
He ate an amazing salad and got and fell in love with olive oils and balsamics.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard of other people doing
exotic
such.
Exotic balsamics.
I fell in love with exotic balsamic. I quit drinking. I started eating a lot of salad. I fell in love with exotic balsamic.
I quit acting altogether.
Right.
Right. I quit acting. Started watching high school baseball. Things got weird for a little while in COVID week 95. What are we? COVID week what?
14-19.
14-19. 10-4, 14-19. One thing I do know, Bill, and it's why Ed Howard from Mount Carmel High School is now a Chicago Cub.
And Johnny Crochet, whatever his first name is.
And Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
And his father, Frank. All of them.
Love oatmeal.
They love McCann's Irish oatmeal, and ate it from a very young age, right when they started playing t-ball.
Oh, yeah.
And it continued on as they maturated into dynamic.
Four-seamers.
Yes, dynamic ball players. McCann's oatmeal is the greatest oatmeal in the world. This show's presented by More Silliness after the break.
McCann's Irish oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Hey, There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders. He formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Glory days.
Uh-huh. I had some of those ones. Absolutely. Well, the bars have opened back up, some of them, and I'm sure there are a lot of gentlemen talking about the glory days. There's a lot of glory days talk going on these days.
Well, all you can watch is like old Sox and Cubs like replays. Well, I don't hate, obviously only old Sox because the Cubs have their own network now, so I'm sure it's killing Cub fans.
Yes.
I watched a game the other night with Albert Bell hit two homers against St. Louis.
Didn't you love Bell? Bell was great in RBI baseball.
It's like seeing guys like Mike Caruso on the Sox. I'm like, holy cow, D'Angelo Jimenez. It's like, you know, it's like some of these old names, Carco, Ozzy, little Craig Grayback.
Yes, Little Hurt.
Brought Billy back.
Yeah, it did. I was loving it, man.
Tadahito Iguchi, yeah.
Tadahito
all
Iguchi.
Those guys.
Clay, you said brought Billy back. I thought you said Billy back like he was an old Sox player. Yeah, old Billy Billy back. He played third base. Sure.
Billy back,
no,
yeah.
No, no Billy back. I don't think
Billy
on
back
the south
hair.
Side.
Yeah. Billy Back is a great name. That's a good stage name, isn't it?
Billy Back hair. Didn't
starring
he have a
Billy,
guy?
Starring
no,
Billy Back.
No. It was Bobby Back hair.
Bob Back hair. He was the guy at Concordia Swimming Pool?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yes, when we were a kid growing up, there was a man who had a lot of back hair in an indoor swimming pool at the university that we used to like to frequent because they had a high dive.
Yes, and we named him Bob Back hair?
And I think we named him Bob Back hair.
I knew that sounded familiar.
We were like, oh, Bob Backhair is here today.
We would stay away from him.
Anyways,
Billy
yeah.
Back is a great stage, is a wonderful stage name.
Sure. It is. Yeah. Hi, I'm Billy Back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Live, it's Billy Back.
I'll be playing Peter Pan.
He's British. Is he British?
He's not.
Oh.
He's from Tennessee.
I'm Billy Back. How does he talk? I'm going to be playing Peter Pan.
What? I'm like,
he's an effeminate Southern man? Billy Back?
With a tint of London in him.
With a, you're an effeminate Southern man with a tint of London in you, Billy Back. You silly little man, you funny, funny little actor.
Wait a minute, I thought
take
he played...
a squat, tell me how you grew up.
This is the best audition I've ever seen.
Billy Back, who knew?
He was a third baseman and then became an actor?
Oh,
what
yeah.
happened?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was saying that it would be a wonderful stage name, Billy
when
Back.
When will you be able to sit at a baseball game?
It's a good question. I have had several gentlemen like ask.
You had several gentlemen ask you
well,
that?
Well, here's the.
I have.
Yep. Well, that's, all of a sudden now with the social distancing, there's a lot of
princes.
They're
mostly princes.
Mostly princes have spoken to me. Yeah. There's a lot of waiting in line
right.
at places.
Yeah. Right.
All right. And I was waiting in line at Walmart today.
And someone asked you about baseball.
A heavyset guy right behind me. I think heavyset has nothing to do with the conversation, but he was a little bit portly. Was
it's there, good to have a visual.
But he was talking baseball, and he looked at me, and I had a baseball cap on. I was like, yeah, I'd love to get baseball back. That'd be great. You know, take the kids out to a game. We started rapping about, you know, if baseball
did
was
your hat
come
have
back.
Just a baseball on it?
Just a baseball. Yes.
With two seams. That's all it had on it.
This guy must like baseball.
Officer, he had a baseball cap. Did the cap have a baseball on it?
He bought it at Walmart.
With yeah, generic hat right. ever made.
Right. Getting back to the story.
Yes.
Right? No, we discussed and we were talking about that in line.
Sure.
And then later on tonight,
yeah.
I was actually working on Hibernian Radio, mm-hmm. Our other show on the network here. And we were at the Cork and Carry at the park. All
right. Right. Okay.
And we were sitting there, and a gentleman was outside, and he was like, when are we going to get baseball back? You know?
When are we going to get baseball back? You ever heard of Billy Back, the actor?
Right. Right. Hell of an actor. So what I'm saying is that, yes, there's more chitter-chatter going on than people actually would believe. And in strange ways, being kind of let out and exiled out of our houses now, with some respect to, you know, the new rules and regulations, I think people are conversing with each other a bit more. They haven't seen each other. All of a sudden, you sort of take for granted everybody else in the world, you know, or you feel shut in your house. So that when you do finally get out, there is a certain amount of, you know, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Yeah,
hey,
sure,
stranger.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd love to get baseball back, you know?
Yeah. Who wants to talk about baseball in this line? Anybody?
Right. Boy, I hope Walmart line moves faster. Who likes baseball? Favorite player, you.
You with the bushy beard.
You with the bushy beard. You with the tattoo on your back.
Why does he have his shirt off?
It's Walmart, dude. No holds
you with
barred.
The tattoo of the Grim Reaper. You look like you're a Mets right. fan.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
You're right. Can I cut?
Well,
I don't know if they're going to get baseball back.
I think
back.
You might have a better chance of catching like a minor league game.
No. Maybe, Bill.
That's all canceled.
Bill,
it?
No, it isn't all canceled. I mean, this like youth baseball.
I want to sit in the seats.
Youth
you know
baseball
what I mean?
For some of the surrounding communities have proposed that they're going to start practicing with the kids. For that, we got an email that said from June 10th to June 15th, we'd be notified by the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's already sent an email once, but you'd be notified when they would actually have practice. Now, as far as we understand, I don't think there can be anybody in the stands, or if you're in the stands, you have to be immediate family only.
Well, that's typically what it is in Little League anyway.
Of course. But, you know, you still have to maintain the 6 feet social distancing and all that stuff. But I guess they're going to let these kids get out there and play.
Maybe it's time to explore new sports.
But the kids will have to sit, be apart from each other. On that. Yeah, maybe it's time to explore new sports, which is why golf rules.
I mean,
right
for
now.
Kids.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, we got
get
the
them into archery.
We got the notice in our neighborhood. There is not going to be a Little League this year.
It's canceled. 100% canceled.
It's done.
Yeah,
it's
I think us too.
Which was a bummer.
Yeah.
But you're right, Clay, about getting time to find a new sport. You know, COVID friendly sport.
Make them take them to the skate park. Make them Tony Hawk.
I don't even know if they're going to open those up again. If they
I
have,
think those are open.
They may have opened them.
Skaters cool. do what they want, man.
They do do what they want.
We might have. I hope we have baseball.
That was terrifying.
Yes.
I hope we have baseball. Yeah.
Me too.
Mr. Tony Hawk.
Mr. Hawk?
Mr. Hawk, I hope we have
Mr.
baseball.
Mr. Hawk in line, favorite baseball player.
I have not made any trips to Goodwill this week. We did a lot of Goodwill.
Look like your clothes are from this decade.
From this decade? Everything. Hey, you got to go tickle the rack. You want to go to Goodwill.
Yeah, right. You look like you're about to coach them.
No, I didn't make any drops this week, and that's usually been the highlight of my COVID week, to get out of the house, is to go places like that. However, I went to Walmart today.
Oh.
And it was kind of strange. We go to Walmart. Mikey, my son Mikey's finished his junior kindergarten class today. You know, congrats, Mike.
All right, Mike.
Congrats, Mike.
You know. And congrats to Charlotte, too. She's done with fifth grade.
Okay. You know, and my Brendan.
On to six. On to Brendan. Yeah. Congrats to all the kids that really stuck it out. You know, this was incredibly difficult for them this year. You know? Do all the remote learning.
Weird.
Many parents are relieved, right, that this is the remote learning is kind of over
Lots
for them.
Lots of glasses of wine on Instagram.
Yes. Mommy time. Must get drunk. Kids were learning remote.
Yeah.
Life's so hard in COVID.
Bathing in cognac
with Billy. I just want to bathe in cognac with Billy back for a weekend after all this remote teaching.
Watch a couple of Billy back shows.
Right. I deserve a vacation with Billy back.
Me, Merlot, and Mr. Back.
Right. So I'm happy that Mike is done, right?
Good.
And as a reward, I said, I'll take you, you know. He was playing out in the alley, and one of the kids in the alley has these little army guys.
Oh, yeah. With the green ones?
Well, they're called Constructs Call of Duty guys. They're half Lego, half army guys. They're kind of neat. You can pull their arms and legs off. And, you know, when we were kids, we just had your standard green army guy.
Yeah, one position. Yeah.
Right, one position. We used to like to melt them and do,
with G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
G.I. Joes were cool.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mikey went nuts for these little figures. Yeah. He was like, this thing's awesome, you know?
Right.
And the guy's got an M16 in his hand, and I'm like, oh, boy, Mikey's in, like, the, you know, the gun guy phase.
Yeah.
You know? We already have all the Nerf guns and all that stuff, and Mike's like, I want to be an army guy, you know? And I go, okay. And now he wants to watch army guy movies and stuff like that. I think all young boys have this. I had it, you know? So he's like, hey, can we go? We got to find what the name of this toy is. So I spend 20 minutes going through Google Images, and I figure out, here it is. This is what you're looking for. It says they have it at Walmart, all right? But then Walmart says, is it available in the store location? And it gives me five locations of Walmart. It just says unknown, 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 as I'm sure it does for most of their inventory right now.
Curry.
I'm like, all right, this is a 50-50 crapshoot. I'll go to Walmart and see if they have it. Something to do.
They had them?
So we waited in line for 20 minutes, talked baseball with that portly man. Then we got in the store, and we went right to the toy section, and they didn't have it. We looked around. They had everything, you know. And the people, the women that worked there were really nice about it, too. You know, they were actually very engaging, and they were like, oh, let's look for it, you know. And they couldn't find it. They found, some Halo 3 guys. Mike's like, no. Uh-huh. Then all of a sudden, Mike's looking around, and he sees a sawed-off shotgun. It's yellow, or it's bright neon orange.
Yep.
All right? Uh-huh. And it's got the, you know, you crack it in half, and you put these fake shells in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And it makes a big buckshot sound. Uh-huh. And it's got a orange vest and a canteen and a rubber knife.
It's like a Ted Nugent.
It's like a hunting outfit. Yeah, like an Elmer Fudd hunting outfit, right?
Yeah.
Mikey's like, whoa.
Right? Oh, no.
Let me get this. It's $20. I'm like, yeah. My wife's probably not going to be thrilled with this, but yeah, okay. You know, he got it. Went home. He's running around the yard with the outfit on, like Elmer Fudd, you know? Uh-huh. I don't know how to feel about this. I'm like torn in the middle about toy guns with kids.
Yeah.
I've committed, you know, I've allowed it, you know? Clearly I've allowed
it. We have a lot of Nerf guns at our house.
But they freak me out, right? I've always been kind of, you know, I'm not anti-gun, all right? But I just, I've always been uncomfortable around guns, even fake ones, you know?
Here's my thought on
like,
guns.
You know, when you're a parent, you're like, don't point that gun at me.
Right.
You know, like, don't, I don't like that, you know? And my son will do that, and he'll be like, hey, freeze! And I'm like, no, you know, shoot the couch, don't shoot me.
It's about, you gotta educate them. That's like educating them without you knowing it. That's, you know, that's a basic rule of holding a gun.
Right, and like, you understand that guns are not
you
good,
explain
right?
guns, right. Yeah.
So... I don't know. I'm torn in it, but I am quite amused to watch him run around the yard. But then you start wondering as a parent, what are the other people thinking right now that are seeing this? You know, like, am I being judged as a parent because I'm allowing him to, like, run around the yard as Elmer Fudd? You know, like, how is that projected to other people?
In 2020, River
Forest? And should I care?
In River Forest in 2020?
Like, should I care?
Yes, you're being judged.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly, right? But we're being judged on everything now, you know? So, like, do I care or just I have some conviction and say, you know what, keep moving forward.
Do you think there's someone watching you with just seething with hate?
Billy Back.
Billy Back's grandma who lives in the building behind you.
So, in other words, the Lego guys have gone out the window then.
I don't know. Like, it's so, his brain is interesting to watch. As it's a new thing every, like, week. You know, he goes, I'm not sharks anymore. Now I'm Army guy. Now I'm a hunter. You know, now I'm.
Yeah.
He's trying to find something that he can identify with.
Right.
You know,
and let him go through it all.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. My kids are WWE now.
Mikey had the wrestler guy phase.
We're big time into that now.
But the other instances of why I went to Walmart is I've spoken about this before. I'm looking for a bicycle. All right.
Looking for a bicycle.
Yes.
Good luck.
Exactly, right? I've been talking to a lot of people in Denver. I'm like, where'd you find a bike? They're like, we didn't. You know, like, they're sold. I went to Target one day. No bikes.
No. Nope.
I go, there's no adult bikes.
No bikes?
No.
You should get a dyno.
There's a few free, like, BMX freestyle bikes. But
get one of those.
As a 40-year-old man riding a dyno?
You look like, yeah, you look cool. Don't you want to look cool, Pat?
Yes, I do. I do want to look cool.
What are you going to get, a big mountain bike?
Yeah, something like that.
A dad, cool looking?
A dad bike, you know, something to cruise around on. But they didn't have them there. They didn't have them at Walmart. They also don't have exercise equipment.
Oh.
Like, all the weights have been sold out, and like yoga mats and heavy balls. Is that what they call them?
Oh, yeah, they got heavy balls.
Medicine balls.
Medicine balls,
not heavy balls.
Hey, where are the heavy balls? Trying to work out here.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I've been doing the heavy balls. I've been eating right.
Right.
I actually just turned 40 the other day.
Yay! Congrats, Clay.
Yeah, I made it.
You did.
My eighth grade basketball coach told me I'd be in jail when I was 18.
And you're not.
No, I was, though. But I was 19.
Yeah.
What
did you guys do for your birthday? Anything special?
No, nothing. Nothing. Went to my mom's house, hung out for a little bit.
Well, that's not nothing. That's nice.
Well, that was not on my birthday. That was like a couple days prior.
Right.
On my birthday, literally nothing.
Yeah, so that's what you wanted.
Leave
me alone.
Did your mom have a cake at the house?
Nah, we stuck a candle in a little thing of applesauce.
Okay.
Yeah, we were unprepared.
Okay.
Kind of impromptu. But that being said, I got a rowing machine.
Oh, like a Bowflex rowing machine?
No, just a very basic, like you'd see at, like, you know, the Y.
Yeah, like you sit down on it.
Sit on it, it glides, you pull the strap.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to do a rowing. I'm going to do some rowing.
Oh, okay.
You do that in the yard, get a nice tan, just roll on the backyard?
I do not do it outside. No.
Because I would.
I do it standing up.
Is this thing heavy, the rowing machine?
I stand it up against the wall.
Was it heavy?
It's very heavy, yeah.
Man.
But it's there. It's on the ground. It's ready to go.
Was this a birthday purchase of opportunity, or was this planned in your head? Were you like, I've got to have a rowing machine?
This was, I've been thinking about it for a while.
Okay. What muscle group are you working on with the rowing? Is that the pectorals?
It's kind of a full body thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then I close my eyes and I think I'm going across, you know, the Nile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised they don't have a Peloton type rowing machine yet where you're, you know, it's like, all right, dude, you're in the Florida Everglades and there's 9 alligators chasing you. You got 20 minutes to get to shore.
That's
you're just
a great
rowing
idea.
Like crazy.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
You got to make that noise, too.
Harrison Ford's with you?
Yes. faster.
Harrison Ford's the narrator.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Look at that. Also, is that what yeah. Is that kind of what I'm talking about, Mike?
Yeah. Virtual kayaking.
So there is a virtual kind of thing
virtual kayaking.
Wow.
Thank you. Country singer star Billy Black is here.
Virtual kayaking. Just want to sit back and
so
do
have you
some
gotten down, like, have
kayak.
You gotten on this thing and, like, given yourself
oh, yeah.
like, a good workout?
I do, like, 100 pulls a morning, you know?
All right.
Like, yeah, it gets things rolling.
It's probably safer than just doing push-ups, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
It is what it is. You have a Peloton, though, don't you?
I've never used it.
Is it your wife
yeah,
only uses
my
it?
My wife uses it.
So she's like, this is my machine. Don't touch it.
I mean, not really. It's just I don't like doing the bike thing.
Got you. Well, yeah, that's the whole reason I wanted to buy a bike.
I got sensitive hips.
Yeah. The reason I don't. I wanted to ride the bike to sort of maybe build myself up into, like, getting my wind back before I start running again.
Yeah.
You know? And that's been my intention. So now I'm going on Craigslist looking at the bikes. And they're expensive.
You just want, like, a regular fan bike.
No, I want like a mountain
a
bike. Yeah, no, I want a mountain bike. I want to go outside.
Oh, you want a real bike?
Yeah, I want to take the shirt off. I want to sweat, get a tan, you know, go in the
do
woods.
Do some jumps.
Yeah, do some jumps in the woods. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's awesome.
Are you going to get a 10-speed and be a helmet tight suit guy?
No, I'm not one of those guys. I don't think I could ever be one of those guys.
No, those guys suck.
Oh, well, let's be, come on. Good
cyclists,
Clay putting down cyclists.
Yeah. I'm putting them down.
Apparently, so that's been my intention. But they are on Craigslist. They're a lot more money than they were ever were. You know, and like now people want like a junky used bike. They want like $300 for it.
Yeah,
like, come on. Well, like see, that bike's now worth more than $50.
Go to Toys R Us and grab one.
They're gone.
You can't go anywhere.
You can't. They're gone.
Was that your go-to?
I called some of the other bike stores, like boutique bike shops, gone. Usually that are designed for cyclists. You know, if you're a naive person,
are the high-priced ones.
Yeah, you're gonna get killed. They're gonna sell you a bike for $700 that's worth $300. They gotta make their nut. You know,
go to Village Cycle.
No, I mean, I want to support mom and pop businesses, but I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a bicycle.
No, it's just a bargain.
Yeah. You know, even Goodwill, no bikes at Goodwill, nothing.
You can't. No. But here's the problem, though. Like you said, I went into
bike
one
talk.
Of those bike shops,
bike
too.
Bike talk.
Whoa. I went into one of those bike shops, and the guy was like, he's like, here's the reality. He's like, I'm having at least 10 people a week, 10 to 50 people a week, coming in with bicycles that they bought off... You know, a used bike, which they probably bought it for like $220 or $250.
Oh yeah,
it's really worth like $100. And the guy goes, then they come here and he goes to get it going, the proper shape. It's like $150 extra. So he's like, yeah, you know, if you want it, like he's like, in other words, you're screwed right now. I shouldn't say that, but you are if you want a bike. So you got to take the gamble. Maybe you get lucky and find one on the internet, but
just buy a cheap one. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. And I haven't bought anything off Craigslist in
get
quite
a Huffy.
Some time. They want $400 for Huffies right
they
now.
Want $400 for a Huffy?
Raleigh's and Huffies are up there now.
What was
man.
The, yeah, what was like the one, a Mongoose? Get a Mongoose.
Those are very expensive too.
No. Mongoose?
Mongoose, Raleigh's, Huffies.
Those used to be the generic bikes you bought at like Sears.
Schwinn.
Like
you can't
that.
Get a Schwinn?
Schwinn's a nice bike. Schwinn's
a nice bike.
Schwinn's nice bike is going to be at least $500. You're talking Schwinn, Cannondale, Trek, all those bikes, upper echelon. Lower echelon, more like Mongoose, Huffy, Raleigh, you know?
The it's Mongoose crack. Nice. I put Putin in the Mongoose last week.
Hey, don't worry about it. I put Putin rides Mongoose.
Huh? He loves it. He's doing jumps. He loves it, giggling.
He's giggling, doing jumps, riding with his shirt off, getting beautiful sun. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Do we have Queen's bicycle race, Mike? Oh, my Lord, good. We've got to hear it. More Hooli's Hooli after this. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Royce. You say God. Give me a choice. Say Lord. I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman. I want to ride my bicycle.
Kane.
You say John.
I say Wayne.
Hot dog.
I say Cooler Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Johnny A.
I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I want to do is
ice,
air.
Yes.
Bicycle.
Thank you, Freddie.
Yeah. It's a show about bicycles, baby.
Thank you, Freddie.
Welcome back. Thank you, Queen.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen. Bill, how's your week going? You have yet to speak up very much.
Yeah, we already know what's
going
to come out of Bill. I know what's going to come out of Billy's mouth.
What is your prediction, Clay?
Golf talks.
I've been hitting golf balls all week again. Yes. I played a couple rounds last weekend that were pretty disparaging.
Oh, Billy's in a slump. Billy's in a slump.
I hit a slump. Friday, I played with a buddy of mine from work, and then we got set up with two retired FBI agents.
Interesting. Ooh. Did you ask them why they're camped outside my house?
No.
Messing with my Wi-Fi?
I did not ask them that.
What's
the
surveillance van you guys in?
But they were nice guys, and we, all four of us, actually played like dog crap.
Let me just back up for a moment.
Yeah.
Do the feds identify themselves and go, we're feds.
Want to
play golf?
We're
like,
former.
How does that work?
No, actually, we got on the first tee box and we introduced ourselves. And I recognized one of the other guys as a guy who used to come into Duffy's, and I knew he was a fed.
Oh, okay.
And he used to come in and he was a regular. I'm like, hey, I know you from Duffy's. I'm like, aren't you guys retired? You're retired FBI, right? And he goes, yeah. He goes, so is he. So we just kind of started talking with those guys. But we didn't really talk to him too much, you know, we didn't want to distract them out of their game. They kind of played off to their side. We did ours as well. But
yeah,
we all played pretty bad. Pretty Ooh. Bad.
Including the FBI agents?
Yeah. Yep. They didn't play very well either. And then Sunday I played with some of my buddies from Duffy's. That was also very atrocious. But all four of us played pretty bad there too. It was hot. Friday and
Don't
Sunday.
Don't blame it on the heat.
I'm not. I'm getting out there again on, you know, this Friday. I'm playing 18. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, it is. There's so much confusion going on with, like, you know, what's going on globally, or at least here in the United States today, regarding COVID and, you know, the BLM movement that's happening right now. And I'm, as someone who is not employed right now, I'm like, what's going on? You know, like, we haven't heard any talk or direction as far as, like, when things are going to go back to work, when people are going to start reopening. All of that has kind of been brushed aside right now. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's going on? Like, when can we go back to work? Should, you know, how long is unemployment going to last for people? Are they going to get another jolt? When are we going to open up? You know, and that's really been my anxiety in the last couple of weeks. I'm like, what's, you know, this is...
I don't think anyone knows, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
I think they're literally going
I'm in the same boat by hour.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, but I try not to let it kind of bother me.
Right.
So I just, like, golf is a good game to kind of take your mind off of it. And just be like, well, just live everyday life. Very simple. Putting.
Billy Back movies is always what does.
You can't look. It's like if you can't do, like, the golf is a great way. That's why I'm like, get outside, enjoy the nature, go hit some golf balls.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You're kind of secluded in your own little world there too while you're playing the game. You don't have to have thousands of people surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like it. That's a good release. And I totally agree with you right now, Patty, just with that the feeling of uncertainty. And yeah. I think that everybody in the country's feeling that. So
I mean, even in Chicago, did you happen to hear the leaked phone call between Lori Lightfoot and Alderman? I think it's Ray Lopez.
Exchanged
expletives and were just yelling at each other.
I did not.
Well, it was interesting because he was trying to express the same thing about his neighborhood, especially, you know, the violence and rioting that has occurred and kind of decimated a lot of the businesses. And he wanted an answer from Lori Lightfoot, and she just dismissed it with a thank you. And then he provoked her more, and it turned into some expletives traded back and forth with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the same anxiety. And our leaders right now are not giving us any answers. They've gone silent on everything. And that's causing a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Regardless of where you feel and what political affiliation you are, please, someone, a little direction, please. You know,
right. Go to Navy Pier.
At least
now.
That's how I'm feeling right now. You know, yeah. Like, what's up? You know, this is nuts. You know, it's an interesting time in the world, but, you know, that's kind of where my anxiety is lying these days.
I got you.
But I know that my problems are not as bad as others. So I'm happy to just, you know,
be able to talk.
You know
about,
who else is out of a job?
About Billy Back movies.
Billy Back's early Broadway stuff is fantastic.
It really is.
You know who else isn't working?
Who's that?
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you mentioned something outside during the break. What, he's retired now, Clay?
Supposedly, yes. He's.
Hasn't he done this like 20 times? I'm never going to fight again.
This is the fourth time.
This kind of shtick irks me.
I think this. Everyone's saying it's really it. I don't believe it. I think he's coming back eventually.
Of course he is.
I guess the not having the crowds is affecting him, and he's not getting the matchup he wants. Screwing him over a little bit. So he's
maybe he can fight Tyson the way he tried to fight Mayweather.
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Tyson Fury is now fighting again. He's fighting Anthony Joshua. This is a big deal.
Okay,
it's the next big heavyweight thing.
And when is that supposed to
next
go
year?
Oh, it's not gonna be a while.
Right?
Who knows? Yeah. We might all be on Mars by then.
We could be. On that note, Mike, let's take a commercial break. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer. Call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm. 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halston in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes.
What a beautiful evening.
What's going on with you this weekend, Clay? Got any big plans? We're getting here in the home stretch of the show.
Yeah, I got nothing too crazy going on. No? We're driving to Florida again, me and my family.
Okay.
And that's going down on the, what, that's like the 26th of June.
How long are you going down there for?
So we're going down till the 4th of July.
Beautiful.
But, you chop off a couple days for travel.
Right.
And then we got a place right on the ocean, which is amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm going with my wife, my family, and then my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
Okay.
So it's a little family there.
And what, the O'Brien side of the family's going too? And then
just me, my kids, my wife.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's, and then your in-laws, some of your in-laws.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. What part of Florida?
Same place, Destin, Florida, right on the panhandle there.
Okay.
Hopefully we don't get hit by any tropical
storms.
I'd
like to get down to Florida. I'll give a shout out to my buddy Phil Mamoser and George Hefner.
Talk about golf heaven. Come on.
Bonita Springs. Yeah, I want to get down there. So,
do it. You can get a flight right now for $8.
Yeah, I was with a couple guys this past Saturday. I stopped over at one of the local watering spots, ran into some guys. They were like, we're in Florida. And I said, oh, man, I got to do that as well. I said, I had a great time.
I stepped out to come back, and we're in Florida talk.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people thinking that way. They're like, oh, man, can we go swimming down there? What can I do? You know?
Yes, Bill, there are.
You can definitely go
swimming here. No swimming. I mean,
you sound like the CEO of American Airlines. Well, there's a lot of people that want to go swimming. They're thinking Florida. We got to put deals on these Florida flats. You know, put a heat thermometer on their head and let them go down to Florida.
Put a picture of a swimming pool on a Florida ad and entice them.
The swimming thing has been one of the saddest things for me all summer. I mean,
are you a big swimmer?
I just like going to pools in the summer.
What are you doing, the butterfly?
I could do the butterfly, the backstroke. You know?
You can't do the butterfly.
No, I mean, I can try.
You look ridiculous trying.
Yeah.
I would love to see that, actually.
Yeah.
The butterfly is hard, man.
So is the backstroke.
Yeah, the backstroke's tricky.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank
you. What's your best stroke, Pat? What's your best stroke?
My best stroke?
Hey, you in line at Walmart. What's your best swim stroke?
Right.
Forget baseball. You a butterfly guy? You look like you got nice lats.
I'm going to miss baseball swimming, you know?
Yeah.
People are just going to start swimming in rivers.
The smell of chlorine on your fingers.
You imagine that? A big revolt of people that just all of a sudden jumped in the Des Plaines River and were just...
Yeah, to swim off?
Inner tubes. You know, people are going, what the heck's going on? You closed the pools. Now everybody's in the damn river.
Yeah,
could happen.
They'd be disgusting.
Start a thing. Get some people down there.
River rat swimmers.
The river rats. The Des Plaines river rats.
There'd be old suitcases popping up from the bottom of that river.
Maybe you'd find a million. Maybe, like a million. Found a million bucks on a Des Plaines.
You should go treasure hunting in the Des Plaines River.
I was talking about swimming. You guys just turned it into a treasure hunt expedition.
Speaking of...
we should write a movie about a treasure hunt on the Des Plaines.
We should do it. I think that'd be interesting. Yeah. What you find at the bottom of the Des Plaines.
Yeah.
Who?
Clay, you were just about to say something. Wasn't there just... Somebody didn't just... A big treasure hunt happen? Something...
Big treasure hunt happened, Pat?
Say what? A big treasure hunt happened without me?
Wait, wasn't it a hoax, though? Or something happened?
I thought I read a blurb in the media.
There's already, like, a lawsuit. Well, someone's claiming.
I mean, you're saying treasure hunt. Somebody won Mega Millions in Arizona. Yeah,
they did? I didn't check.
Guy won on a $2 ticket.
Oh, it was 340 mil, wasn't it?
It was 400 and something million. He's walking with, I think, 316. One single person won it.
Oh, I was praying it was going to be me.
I think a lot of people were. Sorry,
I sent you a story about the $10 million scratch off.
Yes, you did. No, it was a $1 million scratchy, I thought.
Still.
I read the article. Yeah.
And?
I was very impressed.
You have excellent skills, sir. Congrats on winning.
I love your scratch off skills. Congratulations on your million. You know, I'd like to model mine by yours if we can duplicate it. Sure.
And in fishing news, did you see this Michael Jordan story?
I did. That's like a
record. You know what? I saw something, but I didn't bother to read it. I was like, all right, enough of Jordan.
Oh,
you know?
Give him a chance.
Of course, always. What happened?
He caught a 440-pound marlin.
Okay.
I don't know if he caught it.
No, was it 400? I thought it was like 300 and something.
No, 442.
Pounds. 442. Wow.
And that was like sixth place.
Oh, Michael Jordan was in a marlin fishing competition?
Yeah, I think they won
in North Carolina.
They won like $3 million, right, or something?
It's not over yet. I think that's the grand prize.
The grand
prize. But I don't think he's going to win.
Wow, that's interesting. That's what Michael Jordan's doing during COVID. He's going on marlin expeditions. Marlins.
Well, he's like smoking cigars, sitting down, and someone else is catching the marlin.
Interesting.
He probably reels for like a couple minutes.
I looked at going on one of those charters in Lake Michigan. You can do, you know, you can get like king salmon. I don't know if it's king salmon, but you get some big boy fish in Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know, that might be fun to take my son to do one afternoon this summer. Get in.
Are they doing that?
It's
right
not
now?
That expensive. It's like $65 for like 4 hours. They guarantee you're going to catch like a bunch of fish.
Yeah.
But they don't. You have to be over six to be on a lot of these boats.
Oh, and it makes still sense. Too young.
I'm like, oh man, you know. So that's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to Billy Back movies for the time being.
Yeah.
And Dreams of Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys should go together. A brotherly
Maybe.
Trip to
Maybe
Florida.
Go down to Florida. Sure. I'd enjoy that.
You can play golf and you can smoke and drive the golf cart.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That's been my dream my whole life. I've always wanted to go, just move to Florida. I want to move to Florida. I want to smoke and drive a golf cart and not be bothered.
That sounds amazing.
So
that's
a lot of people
that's pretty
want
much
that.
Everyone's, that's the American dream right there.
It is.
Leave me alone. Go to a place where I can get a suntan, drive a golf cart, and smoke.
All of which are American dreams.
Yeah. Well, the American Cancer Society wouldn't appreciate that dream.
That's right. Or the golf cart union.
The golf cart union.
Golf cart repairman's union.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make an apology to the golf cart repairman's union. I was, made a joke about Billy Black driving one of your cars.
Billy Back.
Right. Billy. Oh, yes. Billy Back.
Yes. Get it correct, please.
Yes.
What are you looking at? A picture of food?
It's a picture of buffalo chicken meatballs. It's on my Facebook feed.
It caught my eye.
Yeah, it's from delish.com.
Oh, give them a shout out.
Sure, why not? Hashtag delish.com. Hope we get some of that food traffic.
Hashtag.com has never been done before.
We should start reviewing
that. Hashtag.com is a great website. Probably exists.
Go ahead, find it.
Guy's a billionaire. Invented hashtag.com.
He's driving his silver Lexus.
The guy with the silver Lexus over there? Founder of hashtag.com. Unbelievable.
Guy with buffalo chicken I'm meatballs?
Sure, yeah.
See, yep, they got it. Hashtag, the hashtag people. Hashtag.com. Yeah. Okay, so hashtag.com. Here we go.
That's sad.
It really is.
What do they do?
They do hashtags, you know.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
You know, it's at stuff, you know.
Can they make food?
I don't think they're making food. They're probably hashtagging a lot of food.
I don't understand.
I got this website's very confusing. Welcome to hashtag. Get discovered and loved to prosper. An early invite. I don't know what that means at all.
It's a Russian run thing, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, this is all Russian. This yeah. is very much so.
Quick, start hashtag.com.
Hey, Mr. Putin, how do you like Raw Machine? Also, what do you want to do with hashtag.com? What do we do with it?
Also, your mongoose is back from repair shop.
Mr. President, your mongoose is ready.
You just had flat inner tube.
you
took
flat,
care of it.
They fixed the mongoose, and your rowing is wonderful. You have great form. Business unit called wants to know what we do about hashtag.com.
It's jammed.
Sell it.
Sell it.
Right. Hashtag.com, the hashtag people. Can't tell you what they do. But,
they teach you how to hashtag.
Yeah, there's a free ad like. For them. Yeah. Also, delish.com, buffalo chicken meatballs, because they get a shout out for me looking at
for
that
existing.
Picture. You know, actually, with all my Facebook feed is so divisional these days.
It the whole world.
I almost
is.
Have to turn it off. I go, I can't. It's forgive me anxiety.
It's the Capulets and the Montagues out there.
You want, and then you know every. You can't. You're afraid to comment on somebody's post.
They'll destroy you. You'll be fired.
You might be. You know, and it's. I'm like, forget it. I'm staying away from it. I'm not gonna even over.
Smart play.
You know. Oh, but here's a post. It says we're going to play baseball in 2020. 100% Rob Manfred, VIA. I don't know who he is.
He's the commissioner of baseball.
There it is. Okay. No
more. Thanks, Patty.
Who's Rob Manfred? Yeah. Commissioner of baseball? I thought that was Bartlett Giamatti.
That was about 35 years ago, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. He says we're going to come back, so we'll see.
I believe him.
I hope they really do. I saw Joey Votto. You know Joey Votto, the player?
From the Cincinnati Reds, yes.
Is he a Red now? Yeah. He put a post out. It was like, somebody was like, well, what's going to save Major League Baseball? And he was like, here's how you save Major League Baseball. Open the parks and let kids go to the games for free this summer.
Yeah.
He's like, I'd rather play in a park full of kids than for a park full of adults that paid, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's awesome. Like, what if they did do that? What if they were just like, yeah, if you're a kid and you have an idea this summer— The ballpark is open to you.
What kid has an ID?
Yeah, but they got to do this. Like, there's going to be the social distancing and all that.
So what? They could still do social distancing and put 30,000. Or how many seats does Comiskey have?
Probably 30,000. Put 10,000 kids in there.
Yeah. 10,000 kids a game. All right. And their parents can come pick them up, you know, after the game or whatever. How?
That sounds like a mess.
It'd be
awesome.
It does sound
like a mess, but I mean, it'd be great.
It could be pretty. You'd have to spend a lot of money on security.
Put a body cam on each kid.
Yeah.
Well, now we're getting ridiculous. That's a wonderful idea if we put body cams on the children.
Coms.
Body coms. That's how a Karen would say it.
Yep.
Yes, but now, we really need to put body comms on the children.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Karens.
Isn't that all of a sudden, you're a Karen. Came out of nowhere.
What's a Karen?
A Karen is like a nosy white lady.
Right. Someone who wants to speak to the manager is a Karen.
Yeah, there's a whole like phenomenon of that. There's Facebook pages dedicated to Karen videos. Instagram pages. It's hilarious.
And TikToks. My daughter Charlotte is the one who brought the term to my attention.
And Kevin is the male version.
A Kevin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be such a Kevin.
Don't be such a Kevin, bro. Like being a guy a Kevin, who like runs up on like a skater, you know? He's like skateboarding it in like a mall. The guy's like, "This is my business."
He's a Kevin.
Yeah, he's a Kevin. Wow.
So now we know what Kevin and Karens are, ladies and gentlemen. We've educated you on something.
Check them out.
I would like. Hey, Mike, do we have Schools Out by Alice Cooper? Let's go out with that. It is the end of the program. What a silly episode
of Days of Confuse. Watch that movie if you haven't seen it.
Wonderful Richard Linklater summer film. Yeah. If you've enjoyed the past hour of this show, you can find archived episodes if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and search for us there if you go to Hooley's Show. Once again, this show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest. Ed Howard had a bowl every morning while I'm on caramel. Yep. And personal injury attorney Jim McGing here in Chicago. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.